All right. Say that again, Kevin.
Well, it was pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not seen the original movie, and nor have I read the original book. So
I'm just a dude watching a movie that just...
I'm just a big Efron fan, and I just wanted to see Dreamboat McFucking No Bread do his best in a movie, you know?
You know, I saw the 1984 one when I was young. I was a little tyke.
Yeah.
And I remember being very cool because it's a little girl and I'm a little kid and she's setting shit on fire with her mind, and that's about as cool as it gets in my eyes. And I just remember the final scene in the barn in the original one, vaguely, and she's just airing everybody out. Just fireball for you. You get one. You get, and like just fucking everyone up. I was like, this is awesome. And then I see this one, and I'm like, where are they in that research facility? What is that? What did they shoot for that? It bothered me so much. It's just hallways, Dustin. Is there any rooms here? Are there any rooms?
She unlocked all of them, so yeah, there's some rooms. I mean, they're unlocked.
It was so distracting the way it was lit. I was like, is this just like a hotel hallway or something? Like, what is this? And the one thing I will say for this, for the most part, it looks like they really tried to use a lot of practical effects so that when it came to the fire. Granted, only certain actors are in certain shots when that takes place, like in the finale. I was mildly shocked. I was like, oh, I thought that you were just going to do just atrocious CG fire the whole time. But
I mean, you
only did it some of the time.
It was enough. You know?
I mean, that was it. I mean, I don't want to completely shit on it because...
Oh, I am.
Almost every other aspect, I was like, What? What are you doing?
And then don't know. Movies are hard. Remakes are harder.
Yeah, movies are hard. And remakes, I think they're impossible, Dustin. There's only been a handful that you can go, the old one always gets a pass. I mean,
yeah.
Rose Tinted 2020 and all that good stuff. But you're just like, dude, what were you thinking? This is the easiest thing in the book, dude. A little girl, it's literally Dark Phoenix. She's Jean Grey. Just do that.
Yeah.
But like a little girl version. Why won't you do that? And the movie's like, I don't know, dude.
What's a Chris Claremont? I don't fucking know. And like, you know, you said his fucking name. You fucked up.
Chris Claremont's like, man, you guys always go back to me. I don't know why.
Fucking love story that spans the universe. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
We should start this episode so I can make a lot of Prodigy jokes.
Okay, let's put those out of the tree. I guess we can do a movie. Dustin.
Kevin.
Firestarter 2022.
Oh, shit. They made another one?
Yeah, and you watched it. It was a day in, day out, didn't go out, day in release, is what they call it.
Release, I think is what the man Peacock. Who had a stroke just now was trying to say.
Hey, man, maybe they should have not done that with this, I think. I don't know, man. The budget was $12 billion. They made 12.6 so far.
Well, I mean, I get that some of that streaming number success or whatever, but like, listen, Blumhouse is, as you say, they're the hallmark of horror, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, they are. So it's like, but Blumhouse is high shit in the theater. So why the fuck would you day and date release this? Because you said, oh, we're doing that with all of them. And no, fuck you. Like when you got one where you're like, nah, this one we treat different, you know, the fuck?
I think Universal just, they were like, fuck this.
We said all of them were day and date. We stick to our guns even if it doesn't make any sense.
I think they just saw like 10 minutes and they're like, nope, fuck that.
They were like, who is that? Zac Efron. Oh, God. oh, can this little girl act? Oh God, she, oh God, you know what? Just put it on the, what did we call it? Peacock. Oh, what the fuck? Ah, yeah, that thing. Whatever. Everyone else just added a plus after their name. Fuck. What were we thinking?
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking? Directed by Keith Thomas, based on the book of the same name by, I guess, pretty much one of the goats, Stephen King. It's a Blumhouse joint. I've love-hate relationship with these guys. I really love that they're out there doing... I don't know if anyone else can do a horror movie right now because they're doing all of them.
Yeah. They... That's the first thing that I noticed, Kevin, was what was the last Blumhouse that we did? Wasn't it the Malicious or some shit? What the fuck was that one called? Malignant? Malvoyant?
No, that was James Wan.
Yeah, but it was produced by...
I don't think so. I think he does his own thing.
No, he's in the Bloomies.
He could be, like...
What's the movie called?
I think it's Malignant. Remember she had the tumor sister inside her brain, like back in the case?
Like, listen, if it wasn't a Blumhouse joint, then they stole his opening for that movie and did the exact fucking thing. And also, like, that Conjuring one we watched. They all do this whole, here's our opening, and now here's our backstory in the credits thing. Well, like, this is the third fucking movie you've made me watch by these fucking people. That was like that, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
The fuck? It's no one else knows what to do. Where the Blumhouse guys are under, and gals, and them and theys, they're all under this mentality of quantity over quality now. So if they just keep pumping them out, no one else can get a leg up, and you're just like, well, I guess I gotta go to these guys to. Remember Lionsgate, where it used to be this, had this role where they were just like, hey, man, we'll take a chance on this wacky stuff. We don't give, we're just looking for shit.
Yeah, but and now, they got fucked by streaming. They're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
They help us.
And they just made bad choices and didn't pivot fast enough. But everyone else, now everyone's just looking for content. So when you look at this 2022 Firestarter, you're like, dude, did you guys shoot this in a day?
I'm the Firestarter. I'm the Firestarter.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks bad. It's very generic looking. If you had told me that, hey, they put all this together in like 2 weeks and canned it in 2 weeks and cut it in 2 days, I'm like, okay.
And paid Zac Efron for 2 days worth of work.
I mean,
he was just like, just two? What the fuck? Okay.
Because you notice just in the quality, right, of like the sets, how that shot, there's no tension, there's no nothing. We're just... Everyone's delivery and their dialogue is just, we got to hurry up. Just say these words because we got to go. Why aren't you? What? Okay, we'll just take that take. Let's use it. You're just like, what?
Can we go again? No, we don't. We got very limited amount of hard drive space. We're just shooting digital. So, you know,
yeah,
I only brought two hard drives.
It was crazy. Like, and it's such a simple story. But the way it's delivered, and like, I agree. I think I read the story like years ago. I saw the movie, like I said, years ago, the original. Man, like, these are some stupid main characters.
We can't start there. Cause if, no, all right, fine. All right. Start there.
Okay. No, let's do it. Let's ease into it. Cause when we just,
We're going to go a little hard at them. Okay. A little hard at them. Okay. We got the mom.
Let's set the stage first. We got baby Charlie. She's in her bed doing baby shit. We got baby Cam, baby POV. I don't know why. They just put a camera in the fucking crib and made it go crooked.
Someone doesn't know that babies haven't developed any sense of vision at that point, but okay.
It didn't matter. Like, I had vision, and they were punishing me.
See the blurry thing? That's how the baby sees it.
I was like, oh my God. And she's in her crib, and she's like, you know what? I think I'm hungry, and I shit my pants. I'm going to burn this place down.
That's, you know, baby. I am the fire starter.
And everybody's like, dude, I don't know what that is. This old guy keeps screaming.
They're a prodigy, everyone. One of them died. In case you didn't know.
I didn't. So she's just as a baby, just cooking things, just left, right, and center. She has pyrokinesis, and everyone's like, that's sick. What are we going to do with it? Like, we don't put the baby in, like, you know,
X-Men school.
I mean, like, you're on the, they're on the run, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean, we don't know that at this point, but I mean,
well, yeah, it leads into that. So yeah. This is kind of just a, so anytime Charlie gets amped up or just cranky,
fucking, don't skimper on the fucking milk. All right.
Yeah, dude. She gets the bubble guts anytime, ingrown hair, whatever. And then she's just burning everything down because she can't control it, Dustin. And no, she's one
like,
wants
I'm colicky. They're just like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have to move a lot.
And then you're just like, okay. Because then we find out there's this organization, the DSI, and they've given Charlie's parents these tests. This chemical drug, Lot 6, which will give you a kind of powers for all you comic book guys out there and gals and theys and thems. And these assholes, dad got, what did dad get? Telekinesis? No, the mom did.
He got the push thing where he can like
put thoughts in your head and you're just like, I thought of that all by myself.
Kind of like control people's minds, like put, like he pushes instructions into their head basically. So
right, but they both have, but he also has telekinesis because he can do it, or it's a form of telekinesis, I guess.
No, that's all he can do. He can just do that, and then the mom can move shit with her mind.
But remember, the dad was doing the telekinesis shit to Charlie at the end, like showing her images, and then wasn't that him, or that was a part
that was Rain Bird.
Oh yeah.
So
that's, I mean, the dad's power is pretty sick to me, but he, every time he does it, he has like these like hemorrhages, like these little micro ones.
He has these like things we call an acting stare at the camera too goddamn long.
And it sucks, dude, because it's like his eyes will bleed because it's just killing him basically. But it should be so dramatic and intense, but it doesn't come off very well. It just kind of comes off kind of goofy a little bit.
Yeah, that's because Zac Efron just looks sad in this entire movie. So there's no range there. And I'm not discrediting Zac Efron. I actually think he has abilities to act and whatnot. I just think in this movie, he is just sad the whole time. You're just like, okay, like, you can do anything else there, buddy? Or no? Okay.
One trick pony.
Yeah, but then so... the baby starts a fire. Andy McGee. Fucking, what the fuck, man? Okay, what's our alias is going to be? You know what? McGee's a good one.
Yeah.
You be Andy, I'll be Vicky, and we'll call the baby Charlie. We're not going to change her first name. They need to know it. So if I call her out in a crowd, I don't want to be changing her fucking name all the time. We'll just keep it the same. So, and then we're just like, let's do some credits. Yeah, they did the Lot 6 thing. We hear them talking a lot. It's just a lot of talking. And Zac Efron's like, I saw my parents die in a car accident. And they're like, what was special about that? He was like, it was a week before it happened. I was just like, oh, you're a bad son. Your final destination is your family.
Those are fun movies.
And they were just like, how did it happen? How bad was the accident? He's like, I don't want to talk about it, dude. They're like, no, we need to for like science and stuff.
Yeah, you're like watching his like high 8 recordings of his fucking Lot 6 experiments.
Very Jared Leto look to him at that point. I was just like, ugh. What's wrong with your greasy hair?
Didn't wash it.
I did not wash it. But then we're back to the present or something. We're at the present right now. Right?
Yeah, you see the mom and the dad, basically. They get their... they're fucking Lot 6 on present day. Charlie's sitting there. She's, I don't know, just dozing off the table because I don't know.
She's got insomnia. Yeah.
Yeah, because like
playing with a lighter. And you're just like, oh, hey, I know the title of this movie. Fire starter.
There you go. That's all you got, dude. We're just going to have to go ahead and button that up after three.
I'll figure out a new way to incorporate it differently. So
that's fine. Yeah, she's just staring into the flames, and her parents are like, bro, like, what are you doing? Why do we have fire around this kid? Why do we have anything accessible like Aim of Flames? I wouldn't even have candles around here. I wouldn't even have a gas fucking stove, Dustin. She's a goddamn walking bomb.
We're electric. We paid for the upgrade. I mean, it was cash only, so that was really fucking tight, our expenses, like, doing that, you know? Just
she's a nuke, and you haven't trained her on how to do anything, and you guys keep going back and forth. Like, how stupid are these parents?
Yeah, they're super stupid. Yeah, because so basically the whole family's just up. They all just, they're just like, let's make blueberry pancakes or waffles or some shit. It's like 2 a.m. and I'm just like, what is wrong with you people? And she's just like, I felt the bad stuff again. He's just like, you push that down. You push it down. You never let it go. Okay. They have some weird game where they like talk about, not game, but like some helping device where.
Wasn't it like a breathing exercise or something?
Well, yeah, then she has to like breathe and list things that she can smell, touch, and see and feel or something, so that it's like, don't go into your mind, Charlie. It's fucking dark in there, man.
See, like, that could be cool, right? That struggle with her, but it's just, there's no time given to it. There's nothing where you're just like, oh, man, this little girl's fucked up. I feel bad for her for like dragging this curse around. Oh, my God. She didn't ask for this, dude.
And you, I mean, at this point, you still don't even really, I mean, I already guessed and assumed, and I'm sure as you did too, having seen the first one too, but like, I just assumed they were on the run at that point after the whole like front credit little thing, backstory roll up that they did. But like, the movie doesn't explicitly say, hey, these fuckers are on the run. So you're just like, well, why does this little girl have like, you know, socializing problems?
Why is she weird? Why is she staring at fire? Why is she at 2 a.m. eating pancakes? Because why she should love it.
Kid insomnia.
But then
the fuck ever heard of kid insomnia?
But then they enroll her in school?
Yeah. I was like, you're homeschool for like ever. Like, you're the weird homeschool girl. You only meet kids at the park. And then she's like, I'm going to dissect a frog.
But then she's 11 and she's wearing like rainbows and shit and being weird. And just stabbing shit. And the other kid's like, what's your problem? I'm like, what is her problem?
I was like, whoa, whoa, you little ginger fuck. Leave her alone.
Then the teacher's like, what's going over here?
Yeah, the teacher pissed me off. Because she was just like, hey, Charlie, you could just like use the internet, yo. Like, you don't need to dissect a frog. I mean, I know I gave you the frog, but you don't really need to.
Dude, it wasn't like a cooking class. Like, it was like science, am I right? We prepared this experiment of dissection, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like, teacher, are you like the hall monitor? What do you think she's doing? Baking a cake?
Do we just not do this? Why did you present her with a frog then? And the teacher's like, Charlie, use the internet. Use the internet, Charlie. It'll help your struggling grades, Charlie.
She's like, I'm poor.
She's like, I'm not allowed to.
I'm internet. Poor as fuck, all right?
Yeah. She's like, you could go to the library. Why don't you go to the library now, you weird little fucking girl?
Why don't you teach me? Why don't you use the internet to teach me? What is your job?
Go to bighunks.com, okay? I'll give you my login, all right, Charlie?
All right, let me write that down. But what's a login?
I don't know what a locket is. I don't know what a big hunk is.
Big hunk, the candy bar, right?
You're so weird, Charlie. You don't know nothing.
Charlie's like, I thought it was a candy bar. I don't know what this is, but I don't like it.
The boy next to her is just like, well, hey, teach, can I get the login? I got a cell phone. I'll just, I'll knock one out right now in class, Like, what? I'm just saying. She's like, you're 11, you little boy. Knock it off. Quit being weird, too. Fucking little meat beater.
The kids are already struggling in this scene, and they were like, what do we do to elevate it? Let's add another bad actress. And then she was just like, what do I say? I razzed the girl for being poor and having dial-up? No, she has nothing. Oh wow,
this would be easy. I'll razz her right now. They're like, hey, whoa, let's say action first. She's like, you fucking little weird girl. She's like, I said let me say action, motherfucker. God fucking
dude. I didn't understand Dustin, and then like Charlie can't take it because she's about to nuke this place, and she's like, I gotta go take a dump. I got a stress dump coming.
No, that's later. First, after this, then we go to the dad, and he's in some like weird abandoned storefront. It's the only thing I can determine that it is. There's like a school play diorama that someone left over from the 80s behind him.
Wait, is this where he's doing his session?
Yeah, he's just like, all right, lady, I'm going to get you to quit smoking 3 easy sessions of $100 each. And she's like, that's a bit steep. I was like, you've never done therapy. That's not that much. He's just like, listening. Cash only, though. And I was like, ooh, okay, if we don't get insurance involved, I don't know.
You blow this on smokes, so don't talk about $100. And then how would you know about the session? It's like, I only got $75. Is this the first session? It's like, bitch, it's cash only.
Yeah.
If you want to push the thought, you want to push the thought in your head? You can't do digital. Push the thought of taking your ass to the goddamn ATM and get me my fucking money.
You just take 75. 3 sessions up front.
Yeah.
And then forget the address. She's just like, well, I don't have to smoke anymore, but I'm just real upset about the missing $300. It's going to be so tight. I'm like, you're a nurse. You probably doing a little, I don't know, maybe. Okay. I don't know. I assume.
Dude, it was just his motivations were so, like, dumb. Yeah. I know you don't want to.
Just the random cash only thing. He's like, cash. I'm sure you're good for it. I was just like, what?
I get it. You're on the run. You don't want to have a digital trail. You don't have anything.
This is the job he does. I was just like, how much does he make a day, Kevin?
I don't know. $75? I think we saw what he makes.
He's like, it's a slow day. I don't know why I agreed to rent this place for $700 a month.
Like, that's the thing, dude. Jesus, how are people finding him?
I don't know.
On the internet?
You want to get smoking, Lisa? I got the place for you. This guy at a weird abandoned community center.
Does he go to bus stops? Hey, Smokey, you want to stop it? No, I'm loving He's my like, life smoking.
Good. Life sucks. I'm going to smoke it while I got it. You know what I mean? Like, poof, poof. And he's a smoker. And that was annoying because you never see him smoke. But that's how they explain the lighter. She was like, I thought he'd kind of quit smoking, Daddy. And he's just like, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's
hard. Okay.
And then you find out he helps other people quit smoking. And I was just like, what the fucking weirdest shit? That's the weird. You know what? I can't do it, so I'll help others.
It's stupid. Like, if you guys are moving around and stuff like that and you can push thoughts, go for the whole banana. Go to someone that's well off and just say, hey, you're going to withdraw this money to give to a charitable organization and no one's going to question you. And if they do, you change the subject. That's the thought you push. And then that's it. That's it. And guess what? Why is my bank account? I got 100 grand because you're just going to write it off because he's someone a bit. You know, no one's going to question that.
Exactly. He's not going to shit the bed over. He's like, oh, I did a charity. Oh, that's a tax write-off. Oh, exactly. Whatever. I'm moving on with myself. And then meanwhile, they're just like, hey, guys, we don't have to work this year. Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. And you just do it and you kind of slowly spend the money over time. Yeah. And maybe
we can homeschool Charlie.
You know? Yeah. You maybe show her what a fucking free Wi-Fi is. You take her to a Starbucks so she can see like a pony picture. You know what I mean? Like little girl shit. Like,
that's a pony? God, what's this burnt one I had? You burnt it, so...
Daddy, why am I still wearing Oshkosh B'gosh with a fucking rainbow? I'm 11.
Because that's the only thing anyone donates, Charlie. We've gone over this 100 times. I swear to God you don't listen. Fucking preteens.
I should be wearing jeans up to my stomach and white Air Force Ones and a white tank top like every girl dressed in the 90s that's dressed. Like, are you listening, Dad? Do I have to burn this place down?
You think I got Air Force One money? You think I got Air Force One money? Shut up and wear your Oshkosh B'goshes, okay?
All right. Dude, it was just...
I'm going to finish this latte, and then we're going to go rob another old guy.
Okay? He's so bad. I was just like,
what does the mom do? They didn't even establish that. I was like, where's the mom?
Dude, she just bitches about showing her how to use the juice. I don't know what the like, mom
why
does.
Why was that she's all quiet. And,
I don't know. Like, she's 11. Wouldn't that argument be over with by the time she was like, I don't know, walking and talking and setting more shit on fire? Like, do we have to keep leaving town because she fucking skinned her knee and burned down the town? Like, what is this?
It hurts. Yeah, I know. It hurts all of us. Oh, God.
Yeah, fucking banana rama.
Well, and I love how
bananas got canceled, so she nukes the block.
I love how 2022 fucking dad here. She's just like, I got weird feelings in my tummy. And he's just like, oh, hey, I better go get your mom for this one. Yeah, dude, don't talk about the lady parts. Girl stuff. Ooh, am I right, fellas? Yeah, oh, God, no. Ooh.
Yeah, he's right. I don't know what the fucking problem is with this scene. he's completely right.
I'll just wake your mom up. She's like, no, not down there. He's just like, oh, thank God. Oh, what do you want to talk about? Starting fires? Yeah, we can do that.
I got diverticulitis, dude, because I'm eating fucking berry muffins at 3 in the morning.
Let me get your mom for that one. I think
stale berry muffins you pulled out of a brown dumpster.
Cass-only night nurse or something. I'm just stealing everything from Marvel now at this point, you know? I mean, Jesus, why not? Yeah, it's just... Yeah, so then we're back at school, and Charlie... What, she was out like 13 times on that dodgeball, Kevin. 13 times. You're telling me the weird girl didn't get pegged first?
Charlie shows literally no athletic prowess here, dude. She just kind of walks around like someone just told her the rules and she still didn't understand.
Yeah, she was like, this is fun, guys. This is fun. I just throw a ball.
I thought she was going to make a fireball and just hit the fucking freckle kid in the face, and just the rubber melts to his face and his head just like a jack-o'-lantern burning. And Charlie's just like... He won't like me when I'm angry. Just like, what'd she say? I can't hear her past those fucking suspenders. Sorry, overalls.
Overalls, yeah. I mean, suspenders had a better roll off the tongue, I understand, but...
Yeah. Go with my heart.
Yeah. And then the one kid that we've interacted with, because there's only one that's allowed to talk, comes over, just pegs her in the back of the head. He's just like, yeah, take that, fucking weird girl.
Dude, I thought she was going to turn around. I thought she was going to turn around and just fucking Akuma fireball him right in the chest.
And here's where teacher of the fucking year fails again. Sees this shit. Sees this bullying. First of all, headshot. Should have been called. All right? Should have been called. Illegal move in dodgeball. Okay? Teacher of the year is just like, you going potty, Charlie?
you got the dumpy bumpies?
Gotta go drop the kids off at the pool. You're a little young for kids. Do you get that joke? Is that a little old for you? Charlie's just like, you're the worst fucking teacher. Like, seriously, lady. The worst. That was the part where I was just like, really? Teach? You're not gonna say anything? Like,
we don't discipline these children at all.
No wonder this kid's running roughshod all over her, because I mean, you got no control over your classroom. And also, why are there so many fucking different age ranges of kids in this fucking classroom? I felt like I was seeing like third graders and like a high school guy back there who's just like, yeah, bring me the fucking ball. I was just like, whoa, what's going on with this gym class?
Summer camp or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And so she goes to the bathroom and just turns on all the water. Starts all the hot water, too. I was like, can you put it on cold? Or is that to say that you somehow heated just that last scene?
I assume everything she does, she makes hot. And then the teacher's in there like, whoa, dude.
She comes in like,
Charlie? She's like, light a match.
Charlie, are you in here, girl?
You blowing these up, girl? Damn, I can smell you in the hallway.
Courtesy flush. Charlie, do you know what a courtesy flush is? I'm just going to talk to you real condescending because you don't have the internet, you poor little bastard. And then Charlie flushes the toilet. Boom, door pops open. Teacher goes flying. She's just like, oh, man, I'm Miss Frizzle right now because my hair is electric.
And then she's like, motherfucker, like Duke Nukem or something. Yeah. I was just like, why didn't the door kill her? Why didn't the flames catch her on fire? Why doesn't anything cool happen? Why?
And the teacher's just like, God damn weird girl. I forget what she says exactly, but that's
yeah, she said it. She like swears something, and I just
she's like, hot night in Phoenix, oh my god,
hot night summer in the city, back of my neck and nerdy and gritty, bad teacher in the fucking bathroom looking for Charlie, oh she boosts my ass suit. You're just like, what are you you're fired, you're absolutely fired.
And then janitor's just mopping up.
And then we have an apparent teacher conference.
Well, yeah, like, but we start with the janitor mopping up, and then Charlie sitting out just coloring. She's just like, I guess I just stay here till I get yelled at. And then apparent teacher conference where the teacher's like sitting off and to the side weirdly, and she's like, tell him this. Yeah, it's real fucking weird. No internet. Fucking weird.
Tell him their daughter blew up everything. And I was like, wouldn't that probably be like maybe some gas or something from the piping or anything like that? No, this 11-year-old girl that doesn't have the internet, she does have a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook and her fucking goddamn overalls, and she just blew up the bathroom because you got her bullied. You let bullying happen, or 5 feet away from you, she was bullied. She's crazy now. That's what's fucking wrong with America, and you're the fucking reason, teacher. I hate you.
Your dad is a terrorist.
Yeah. And then I was just like, what's happening here? What?
Yeah, it's such a dumb scene. I was just like, this would not be. They would not be like, all right, your data clearly did something. It was hot in there and a door blew open. We got a lot of excess water being used.
And here's the thing, Dustin.
She's suspended. You're just like, wait, Dustin, for what?
The DSI is after us and our daughter. The second an explosion happens at a school, we're leaving. We're not going to a parent-teacher conference. If the DSI is just constantly eyes and ears open for us and just looking for any kind of weird things, knowing any
heat signature in the fucking 50 states of America,
knowing our skill set, knowing her skill set, if something like that, okay, sure, it could have been a gas line, the pipes, whatever. Still, they're going to be like, send a guy, send an agent to check it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, get a guy out of retirement. That makes the most sense.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we pay all these foot soldiers like 36 a year, but no. Pull that guy out of retirement.
Like, dude, okay. I was just like, this is beyond stupid.
Yeah. Like,
where's the bad guy?
It's like, so you did this parent-teacher conference. That was my thing. I was like, why is she still at school? Like, they should have just booked it instantly. Like, they should just have their book it bag all the time ready to go. And she should just know that. Like, hey, you're like, you fuck up. Like, we book it. Done. Gone. Like, your last name is no longer McGee. It's a fucking potato. I don't know. We're running out of good names here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gave you Salvador Dali, and you fucked that up for all of us, all right? That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, just look around the room and pick something. There's a Charlie Toothpaste. That's it. That's your name. Let's go.
Charlie Toothpaste. Come on. Let's go. It's a family name handed down for generations.
Christ, dude.
Yeah. And instead, they go home and they're arguing. We should train her. We should train her. I'm like, yeah, no shit. You definitely should train her how to do this. And he's like, no, she could stifle it.
Stifle and the mom's just like, she just blew up a bathroom, literally and figuratively.
I mean, it's what bad enough when she does it here, but like, Jesus Christ, did you smell it? It was ingrained in the walls. Like, that school will never function the same again. He's like, yeah, I know. My baby's got a pooper duper, okay?
Oh, yeah, so they just, like, don't shut up. And then I think Charlie gets upset. Doesn't she, like, set somebody on fire or something?
Yeah, she tries to kill Zac Efron, and she ends up lighting her mom's hands on fire.
She can't control it. Example number, I don't know, 1 billion?
Yeah, and so then they're just, like, putting Neosporin and fucking cellophane around her fucking arms.
Like she got sniped. Like, she's out. I was like, dude, what'd they hit you with?
She wouldn't even be conscious, man. She would be out because of the fucking pain. She was missing. It was down to the fucking bone. No, I'm sorry. She's not just like, take her for some ice cream and candy or something. I gotta fucking just zonk out forever.
Yeah. And then DSI is like, you know, we need to get this movie going. Go get fucking Rainbird and have him just go ape shit or whatever he does.
Yeah. Rainbird, I hear you live at like a studio where you just like lay out all your cool possessions on like the top of tables, like your guns, your knives, your weird drawings that you do, like all of it just on the top of a table. Is that cool?
That's the thing. He was the only thing interesting. He was the only interesting character. Man. I was like, oh, look, what's going on? I want to know. As cliche as he was, I wanted to know a little bit more about this guy. And I was like, oh, so he's got the power too? I wonder what he can do. And I kind
of betray my own type of people. I just kill them.
Oh, so the DSI is using a weapon. Yeah, and he's just like, you know, I can't be happy like this. No one else can be. I don't know. I'm a hired gun. Who knows? What's my story? We don't got time for that. Why? Because we're just trying to get to Boston.
We don't got time. I get to Maine. Technically, that's where they went.
It's a road trip movie. No, well, the fucking dad was like, gotta go to Boston. Gotta go to Boston. Because the little farmer guy, he was like, take us to Boston. He's like, bro, I'm like going nowhere near Boston.
He's like, can I just take you to my house? I'm really tired. Sure, whatever.
I was like,
I've seen you in so many movies, sir, but your acting ability has declined significantly. I would not be surprised if you were actually drunk on this set, you know. But yeah, so then, it really bothered me that the mom was that burnt and she was conscious and not just screaming in agony the entire time. And
so
she
if just you would have done this, Dustin,
get ice
cream. Ice cream. Yeah, just rub it up. Is mommy going to be okay? Well, she's never going to dance again. Let's just say that. Like, if he
was supposed to be you, like I would have looked at that and been like, fuck this little girl. You just killed my wife. She's dead. Like, we can't take her to the hospital, and she's dead. She's going to die.
Like, Andy should have been like, he should have used his telepathic powers and pushed a thought in her head. He's like, you're fine. You don't feel anything. You know what I mean? Like, shut off the pain. You're going to be okay.
And then, well, yeah, I mean, she even called him out. She's like, you could have pushed her to stop. And he was like, you don't know what happens when I do that to their brain. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the pain talking of, like, that's how fucked up she is. That she was like, I was willing to give it a shot. Like,
well,
maybe,
yeah, well,
maybe you should have been too.
But, like, don't, if you're going to try to push, like, present the morality of their powers and they don't want to use them, that you need to lean really heavy into that. But put the stakes on this scene and say, I didn't want to do it to you because I don't know what happens to you after the fact, and I can't risk that. You know what I mean? Then, so
I mean, he kind of said it, but it just didn't come across as powerful as you're trying to present.
Yeah, there's no tension, you know? Right? Like, he wasn't, he's like, dude, I can't. I don't know. I know what it does to me. I assume it could do it to you, but she's in her ultimate pain. Like you said, like, she'd be just like, her body was shut down. And he, you know what I mean? Like, what the, if we just go get ice cream, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Don't give her any ice or anything, though.
I don't do anything. Did they even wrap her arms?
They did poorly. Yeah. Like I said, they put like Vaseline and cellophane and then just wrapped it with some bandages. And I was like, what the fuck? That's, I'm glad someone Googled something. They were like, I saw this in an episode of House. We don't have
but internet. Just take her to just drop her off at a hospital and just, you know, bug the fuck out, push in her brain that she doesn't know anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do something.
Yeah, it just immensely bothered me because I do think, you know, like, it should have been a more emotional moment where he just, like, he feels super shitty that this has happened to her. And he's just like, I could never do that to my daughter. I feel, he's like, I'm so sorry you're in so much pain, but I can't ever push a thought into your mind, her mind. Like, he should have just gone over how, like, doing that to him is worse than what's happening to her.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't come through because the dialogue's just like, all right, we got to get out of here. We got to get the ice cream, and Raymond's got to show up, like, real quick. Like, he wasted no time tracking you fuckers down, so.
Dude, exactly. He was just like, got blew up, plant fire. Oh, over here.
Oh, yeah, and, like, Charlie calls 911 at one point, and they don't even, like, talk on the phone. They just, like, hang it up after her.
Yeah, they don't do that. 911 will call back instantly.
Yeah, well, exactly. And they sent a car out, and she's just like, are you a victim of domestic abuse? She's just like, I just, like, scorched all the fucking skin on my wrist down to the bone on both sides, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
And the cop's just like, okay, domestic abuse is not funny. And she's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's my daughter. Oh, that's not good either.
Yeah, Hubbard.
And then just Rainbird's in the house. He's just like,
dude, he like Metal Gear Solid's the fuck in here.
Yeah, he did. He's just like, where's the kid?
Like, did you think you're in that house co-ed? So fast? I thought it was his house. I was like, yeah. What the fuck? Did we go to his house?
He's like, I was in the spare bedroom the whole time.
Yeah, dude.
Three bedroom, huh? On a fucking cash only lifestyle.
Just
living another, a little large, guys.
There's another scene where Titchin is totally diverted, where I was like, wow, this could have been a cool thing, him trying to make, you know, put the family at risk, the kind of cat's out of the bag. Oh, no.
He need to figure out where they went when he just waits for them. Like, I was like, okay, well, obviously you're not going to go get them. So
yeah. What
was the point of learning that, you know, just to show off your powers or something?
But that's the thing is, like, you never really get a full kind of scope or whatever of his talents or his powers.
Yeah. And he has no, punishment for using it either, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, what can he do? He clearly can do stuff. He clearly can, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if it doesn't work on him, or he can, like, he knows all the tricks.
Yeah, like, he knows avoid eye contact, he blocks half his face, you know? It's just, it was like, oh, okay, this is pretty smart and cool. But then they're just like, well, we just let popcorn there just pop off, and then, you know, doesn't really matter.
Well, that's the problem, is, like, you need to let the audience know the rules a little bit. Like, you don't have to, like, you know, reveal everything, but at least give us a loose. Especially in
Charlie's case, you know?
Exactly, because then it turns in Charlie can do everything. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because, yeah, so they come home. Well, so eventually Rainbird just, you know, kills the mom. God only knows why he had to kill her. I don't know. And Like, she makes a bunch of shit, like, shatter and...
Yeah, whatever. She uses her telekinetic. She's, like, throwing shit and, like... And yeah. He's just like, bro, what? I don't... Just get out of here. You're, like, so... Like, and how... Yeah. She should be so high level. Like, she should be able to flip a fucking house. But she doesn't use her power. She barely knows what... And I was like, what are you...
She only uses one side of the hallway pictures. I was like, for, you know, for a family that's, like, on the run, you guys have an abysmal amount of pictures. Yeah, just... They're just like, it's all we have. We don't have digital phones like you assholes. We just got to walk down the hallway when we want to flip through our photos.
Yeah, how long were they living there? I'm like, dude, you guys should be living out of suitcases and shit. But you're all, like, settled in. And I don't know. That really kind of, like, I was like, what?
As long as Charlie doesn't just pop off, we're fine. We're fine.
Okay, just keep feeding her those muffins to fucking bring her down. They'll bum the fuck out of me.
And, yeah, I mean, eventually he kills her. I don't even remember how. I think. Snaps her neck or something.
I don't know. I think he just
gives her too much toothpaste. He's like, eat the toothpaste until you die. So, and then they come home. Andy's just like, oh, there's a lot of broken picture frames. He's like, huh, all my premonitions have suddenly stopped working. Charlie, have you seen Mom? Oh, shit, there's a guy holding you with a knife to your throat. Okay, well, the fuck? And I like the way this looked at first, you know, like the way it originally played out was like he's, you know, he's like hiding behind that chandelier.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping the only one eye. He's like, I know you don't have a, he's like, he even calls him out. He's like, you don't have a fucking move because you can't see both my eyes and she can't see shit. I'm holding her eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Like now I'm like, interesting. Nah,
you're wrong, dog. And she's like, where's mom? And this is where I go to, like, she could do everything like you said. She, like, makes the mom's body, like, fall out of its hiding spot so she could see the dead body. I was like, what the fuck? So you can, like, channel the thing you want the most to come to you?
I think that was Bird's bad. He was like, I didn't really put her through that.
I mean, he bolted the fucking door.
That's true. I don't know what that was. I don't know. Was that supposed to be, like, a reveal? A spooky?
Yeah, I was just like, we already knew. Oh, I guess she didn't. I guess we didn't see how she died. Yeah, we just see them coming home. So we're just like, how'd mom die?
Yeah, you just really see her, like, launching shit at him. He's like, bro, whatever.
You have a fucking green lantern with Kyle Reiner. I put the girlfriend in the fridge, okay? I fridged her. All right.
Wow.
Classic fucking comic book trope. I did it. We're doing them all. All right? I steal from Marvel. I steal from DC. I'll do everything.
Yeah. True story.
And then Charlie just wigs the fuck out, hits him with the juice. He seems fine. She lit her mom's fucking arms on fire so hot that it burned it to the bone. But with Rainbird, he's like, nah, I got a leather jacket. I'm good.
And he just no-sells everything. He's like, whatever, dude. Like, I'll catch up to you.
Yeah.
So now we got to get to Boston, dude. That's all I know.
I guess, yeah. I thought they were leaving Boston, though. It's very confusing because the news later on says that they were from Boston. So, yeah, that's
he wants to go to Boston. That's the only thing I remember because he keeps telling the Irv guy, take me to Boston.
Yeah, but that's like, it doesn't mean that was their actual end goal, you know?
No, who cares what the end goal is, Dustin? Because we never get there.
Because DSI is in Maine, so why would you want to be in Boston? I'm just saying, it's like, when you just, like, camp out in their backyard, they'll never find us here.
I don't know, he's a dumbass. Like, dude, you think now all of a sudden these characters should be making intelligent choices?
No, I'm just saying, I just think that the Boston thing,
the only part,
happened for a second. I think that was just Stephen King being like, I love Boston.
No, he loves Maine and Colorado.
No, he loves Massachusetts, dude. He's a both Sox fan. Like, he has a seat. They had to call table. Him. They're like, hey, man, we're putting up these extra net precautions. It's going to kind of skew your view. Do you want us to move you? And he was like, fuck no. That's my seat. And they were like, fair enough. Thank you, Mr. King, for paying too much for these goddamn tickets.
Thank you for cussing at us on the phone.
Did that car ever kill you? He's like, don't talk about the fucking car. I bought that car. I look at that car every day. I survived that car. But that car will not survive me.
Second best part of the movie, Mr. King, is when we're behind like a Jiffy Lube and some cat scratches her.
Dad just passes out. And she's just like, I'll go play with stuff.
And there's a cat, like, oh, I'm a dirty alley cat.
Yeah, how come every time she saw, like, an animal, she responded like a fucking idiot? Or she's just like...
She's never seen him, dude. She doesn't have the internet. Yay. Like, we already went over this. No internet means you don't get cat memes. She's like, what the fucking meme?
You could just, like, tell your kid, like, hey, some cats don't want you to touch them, you know? Listen,
they don't
like, what are these parents
anything.
Doing all day? Like, hustling she's for a weird. Buck?
Yeah. What the?
She did,
what?
I know, but she sold it weird too. She was just like looking around, like, "Oh fuck yeah, anyone looking? I'm gonna touch this goddamn cat." Yeah,
dude.
And the cat was just like, "Fucking get off of me! I got fucking rabies."
He's like, "You know what else you got, cat? You got a bad case of Fireball Fever."
You ever play Fireball Island as a kid? Well, there's a spot where someone could activate a fireball. Ooh, and I'm at that spot, so boo.
Yeah,
the cat
man.
Goes.
And I laughed so hard because the cat off screen was like, "Rrr!" I was like, what?
And then dad wakes up, scratches his balls.
He's like, whoa, what smells like cat burgers?
He's like, man, you smell something that smells disgusting? Just like really fucking gross. Like the worst smelling animal being burnt alive you've ever
seen. She's just crouching over it. Yeah, she's just like, I run barter down.
She's like, fucking hurt me, so I hurt it back. He's just like, well, Charlie, this is the price you pay for hurting stuff with your powers.
I'm like, what are you?
You gotta put
about,
it out of its
Andy?
Misery, Charlie. Come on, Charlie, flame up again. I was just like, it's like this is the lesson we're teaching her. Okay.
She stomped its neck. She was like, I don't get fucking mad at killing. And I'm like, damn. Yeah, Charlie.
And then he was just like, that's the price you pay. And she, this line, it kind of, her delivery grossed me out, Kevin, because someone told her to say it this way, and it just came off, I don't know, it left it like, a feeling on me where she's like, I like it, makes me feel good. I was just like, what the fuck? Who's this character talking?
I don't know. Well, I don't know any of the characters, Justin. I just know Charlie's weird.
All right, I forget what she says. It makes me feel good inside. And I was just like, ew.
Yeah, dude, I'm not big on, I don't like cats either. I'm allergic.
No, so when she said she used her power or something. It's just like, I don't remember the exact line now because I watched
I don't blame her. I blame everyone surrounding
her. No, I blame whoever directed her to say that line because it just was real cringy gross where I was like, oh, fucking what? Why'd you have a child say it that way? That's weird. The fuck's wrong with this director?
Hey, you want to see another fireball? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was that level of creepy. That's
I didn't see the first one.
Yeah.
Kind of threw a fake cook cat in front of me.
Yeah, like all of a sudden she has a control enough to kill the cat, and then they like bury it for 15. I was like, how long are you guys gonna squat behind? No loitering, motherfuckers.
Hey, your wife just died by this fucking assassin. You want to sit there and bury a cat? I hate every decision you make.
Well, it's just like they had no grief. They had no mourning. And then he's just like, this is the price you pay for using your powers.
She
you
got to
put
went,
things down.
She should have went into the gas station and be like, you got those hot Cheetos? Because guess what? I get real hot. If you don't give it to me, I'm going to make you collect the insurance at this place. I'm going to burn it to the fucking ground, you old son of a bitch. And I'd be like, whoa.
He's like, go for it. I'm tired of living.
He just opens his shirt and prays. He's like, burn me. And
she's like, burn me. Make it good.
I'll cleanse
Can you
place.
Eat hot Cheetos and make it extra hot? She's like, hell yeah, let's try it, old man.
You just see the gas station go up. And then the dad's like, Charlie,
she just pulls
you
her pants up. And the dad's like, Charlie, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. Just, you know, practicing.
Just blew that fucking toilet back to hell.
You're like, dude. He's with you in bathrooms, you weird little girl. You're making it so hard to love you.
He's like, fuck you, Dad. I just found out you're a big pussy when you broke my balls about the cat. You said, let's do it. I'm fucking pyromaniac.
Yeah. And then
he's
somehow.
He's like, Death Leopard? Like,
this, like, telling her he wants her to learn how to use her powers because the dying mom's wish was for her to learn her powers. She just knows how to use them now. Like, we're going to get a montage later. But basically, it's just like, done deal. She's good. She can use them now.
She was
no
like, oh,
questions asked.
Why don't you guys just tell me to channel my chi?
He's like, listen, I am a self-help motivator. I don't know how to deal with children.
So, why didn't he just push the thought of how to use it into her head?
Because he doesn't know how to use it either. He's just like, man, how does she burn stuff?
I hit her with, I
you
gave
know
her
what?
The,
I'm a bad dad.
Nah, man, I would just push the ballpark Frank recipe in her head. I'd be like, hey, they plump when you cook them, Charlie. Make sure they all fucking fry. She's going to be like, yeah, okay, that's easy to understand. Whoosh.
That's weird and easy to understand, and but like, wait, what? I don't want to
Charlie, they're going to shoot you with bullets. You're going to burn them up before they even get to you. You're fucking crazy.
No, you're not. Powerful. You're just going to, you know, they're going to wait 15 fucking minutes for you to burn them to death before they try to pull a trigger. So don't worry. We got a skeleton crew to surprise you later on. But yeah, so then they're just sitting by the road, hoping someone sees two people sitting on a road and wants to pick up a hitchhiker in 2022. No one's doing this, Kevin. No one's picking up a hitchhiker. Like, ever again. Like, do you know how many people have been murdered because of hitchhiking? So many that hitchhiking is now illegal. Okay?
I don't think it's...
Like, we lost an entire generation of people to hitchhiking serial killers. Hey, okay?
Thanks for your... if this was a TED Talk, I would turn it off. Let them hike.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, all right, tell me more.
I'd be like, I don't care.
Which killers? I'm super into serial killers.
Listen, I pay $80 to fill my gas tank. I ain't hitching anything. You know what? I'm getting...
I mean, good news. Zach Efron, Mr. Andy Daddy here... He can make you think a $1 bill is a $100 bill.
Nothing. This is the second, third, 15th stupidest scene in the movie. Bro, just say, hey, sir, we need to borrow your car. Please, you know, rest on the side of the road and then walk home when you feel better. You know what? And then just tell him something really nice. Take your time. Don't rush.
Instead, he's like, drive me for this $100.
I'm going to borrow your car and then I'm going to leave it here.
I thought that was incredibly stupid too, because that's what I thought it was going to turn into a carjacking.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, and just give, you know what I mean? That's it. That's all I would do. And have him sit there, please rest. Is there anyone you can call? I push that in his head.
Take me to your home. Make my daughter a bad sandwich and
maybe you see
introduce us to your vegetable wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go to his house.
She's like, Daddy, what's the chicken? Can I cook it?
I just wanted to come in with like a chicken leg. She's like, he's like, where'd you get that? But found it in the yard. And you just see the first spot.
The door with Duke's chickens that are smoking in her hand.
We doing just rotisserie tonight.
Crispy? Extra crispy. I made a joke, Daddy. Why aren't you laughing?
He's like, he was just telling me about his prized chickens. And then you walk in with some prize chickens.
He's like, I get the joke, Daddy. I said crispy or extra.
He's like, everything's extra with you, Charlie. Oh! He's
hey!
Like, oh, hurt a little girl like that. He's like, just like you did your mother. Oh!
Hey!
He's just like, I hate you, Daddy. He's just like, right back at you, child or life ruiner. You fucking, should've bagged it. Should've bagged it. Fucking lot six. You motherfuckers. And, so we're just at this guy's house for whatever shit fuck reason. I don't even have a reason for them
to
be.
It's not like they were in hot pursuit. It's not like they had to really hide.
Yeah.
And I was like, man.
They didn't even know. And they're like maybe 20 miles out of town, I'm going to say.
Dude, they're across the street from their house.
They're like, we're going to go over to Elroy's fucking farm, you know.
He just pointed out the window and you could see it. He waves.
Yeah. Fucking Rainbird. It's just like, I'll see you guys later.
He's like, dude, I gotta run some errands, but I'll come back and we'll shoot up the place or something.
Gotta go get my sniper rifle. Yeah. I left it in my house on a table out in the open, with all my other stuff. I don't have a lot of stuff, but I love it on top of tables. Just real organized, So my boots, my different pairs of boots.
Not gonna lie, Dustin is the only character I liked.
Yeah, that's why you like him. He's like, this is my leather jacket table. Yeah, that's my leather pants table. I'm down to one pair. They're hard to find these days.
It's interesting. I wanted to know more about the Rainbird. I didn't get it.
The movie fucked me. That will probably hopefully never happen. Yeah, so they're staying with him. Charlie hears a woman whispering, because apparently women or men in vegetable states can just sense a telepath and be like, Hey, kid, come over here. I got some thoughts to say. She falls through a window and no one hears this. Just no one. This is after she's just like choking some chickens out in the yard.
Boop, boop, boop.
And then she just steps out of the guy's wife's room, and he's just like, what the fuck you doing back there? You talking to my wife? Just loses his shit. I would have been like, we're out of here. And he's just like, no. I'll make you some sandwiches. I'm sorry. I started drinking around 6:30 this morning. And it's 2 in the afternoon. So, and we jump to bedtime where he's like telling some horrible kid story where he's just like, you were a buttery muffin. And I was just like, what the fuck? You just came out, you were just our little buttery muffin. We just muffin. And I was like, say buttery muffin one more time, Zac Efron. I swear to God, I'm turning this shit off. And he tells her about the first time he took a fucking person's life, which was way cooler than the rest of the movie, I think, because he finally pushed a thought that was actually intelligent. That's cool. Yeah. He was, though I didn't understand why he made him, I think just to show off, he was like, shoot your partner in the chest and then forget how to breathe. I was like, why didn't you just tell him off himself then? Like, okay, whatever. And then his partner gets in and practically like opens up his shirt and was like, right here, he said chest. And he's like, bam. And I was like, what the fuck? And then he just gets out of the car and just starts gasping for air like an asshole and then dies. And I was like, okay. All right. And then he's just like, killing people's cool and all, but you got to remember they got a wife and kids and shit like that. And that's why
your actions have consequences.
Yeah.
She's like, she's like, bro, I killed a cat. And then maybe like, this
so too little too late. Like,
I burned my mom's flesh off her arms. I'm like a typical normal metalhead. All right, man. Like, so get off my some nuts,
Pantera,
man.
And fucking shut up while I rock out to sleep. Okay.
Yeah, dude. I was like, shut up, Zac. We're trying to crank this movie. Like, it's time to rock. We're sick of your bad parody.
Yeah, she's 11, too little, dude. Too late. And you're just now telling her, like, don't kill people. It's kind of a bad thing. And meanwhile, she's just like, I fucking feel the juice to take some life.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's got the fucking, it's her time to shine, dude.
She's like, that cat was only the start. Yeah, they say that's where serial killers begin, with animals. Well, I'm about to show them what I'm all about. Killing co-eds. They're just like, whoa. Wrong movie. So, and then wake up the next morning, and Leroy Jenkins has got fucking Fox News on a loop. Because I was
he,
like,
he kept rewinding. He's like,
tell yeah. me. I was like, is he rewinding, or are they just... is this bad movie editing? I'm not really sure at this point, to be quite honest. Like, I could not tell. I was like, one of two things is happening. I'm going to hope it's an intentional plot device from the movie. And then Zac Efron pops out for a second and then pops back. And I was like, he totally saw you. I don't know what you're doing. And then, like, the third one, he's just like, listen, Leroy, it's not true what they say. I didn't kill my wife. I was like, okay, the rest of it is true. He's like, it was my daughter. She basically killed her. I mean, she was going to die from infection. Yeah, he was
like, bro. He's like, why would I hurt my daughter? Why would I do anything? Like, does she look like she's scared or out of control or anything? Do I look like a bad dad? I was like,
dude, he's got 12 empty brewskis. You're not getting through with logic, okay?
Like, Irv takes a swing at him. He flips over the count. Like, Zac Efron, I was like, listen, we got to just get out of here. I should have just borrowed your car, like Kevin said earlier, but I'm real dumb. Like, every decision I make is stupid. Or just stolen it
in the middle of the night, like I would have done, at least, you know?
Exactly. Like, Dustin would have worked the way into the free chicken sandwich, and then boom, took your car. And then, like, listen, he's at home.
He's like, take his peanut butter, too. Fuck him. You know that motherfucker eats a lot of peanut butter. Look at him. He ain't cooking.
Damn, Charlie, you savage. And then that's it. He's like, sorry, guys, I called the popo. And they're like,
no. Charlie comes out and is just like, your wife's got something to say to you. That story about how your wife and kid died, that was bullshit. You were driving angry. Not like Nick Cage, but like, you know, angry at your wife. And she was angry at you, but she forgives you. Please let her die. I was just like, oh, damn. And then he's just like, well, thanks for that, but you know, the police are here. They sent two cars. And then fucking, so he goes out to try to dissuade them, which should have been easy had he not, like, botched the whole mission. He's like, I'll just go tell him I'm drunk. And then, like, he starts going, I watched a Netflix documentary. I was just like, oh, Jesus, you have shit the bed already. Fuck, man.
You ever just have Netflix just chew something for you, then you really get into it, and then you learn something, and then you call the cops to come over so you could tell them what you learned? I'm drunk as fuck.
Why didn't he at least say Peacock? You've been watching the free documentaries on Peacock? Yeah, I got the fucking the free tier with the commercials.
Where's your chicken, Zerv? Thumbs up. Everyone, shoot the house up.
Yeah, like, he could have just stumbled out and be like, fellas, I've been drinking since last night. I don't intend on quitting. And they're just like, ah, fuck this guy again. Watch too much goddamn news and whatever. All right, we're out of here.
The sheriff could have just waved off the other deputies, and then he kind of like, I'm going to get you back in bed. And then that's it. But nope, that's when fucking, what's his name, Rainwater or whatever. He just comes out. He's like, I just got to snipe some cops today. And then I was like, oh, dude, he's sniping them. This is not
part of my mission parameters.
And then I'm looking, and I'm like, is he sniping? He's 10 feet away in the bush right there.
Like, you can see he's, like, wearing all black. He's in a fucking tan bush.
He's like, Ray Bird is like, squatting. There's another one. Boom, there's another one.
Like, they just, like, run behind the wrong side of the car. Like, they couldn't tell where bullets were coming from. Or just like, boom. Oh, shit, man. Do I get a respawn? No,
it was like they were playing Halo or something. They were just getting tagged. They didn't know, so they just spun around and just got shot again.
Yeah. He was just like, oh, I love it when they do that. They don't know. They don't even know.
Yeah, dude. I was like, man, these are the worst cops, and this is the worst. Rainbird's just headshotting everybody.
And he has, like, no problem killing the cops, but then he shoots the old man in the knee. He's just like, you'll never walk the same again.
And I was like, bro, you could have killed him. He's old. Everything is that. And then Charlie walks out. She's like, oh, bro, our bad.
Yeah, she's like, he killed Mama. And he's just fucking Andy's just like, okay.
Well, Charlie gets triggered because Rainbird kills Mama. She blows the door off the front. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
he's got a sniper rifle. Doop. And it's like, did you not tell Charlie how guns work, Dad? And yeah, then Dad like goes in there.
He could have shot her in the knee, too, and been like, now you ain't running away from them ever.
So. Dude, he could have just sniped the dad and been like, I wasn't supposed to bring you in. They just want her.
Yeah.
And then knock her out. Like, he can't subdue a girl. Like,
and then Dad instead does this horrible sacrifice. So he tells Charlie, he's like, remember what I taught you? I'm like, when? When did you talk about this? When? We've been with you the whole time. You haven't said shit about this. Run and never stop running. Oh, by the way, just so you know, I will never put an image of where I'm staying in your head. Okay? So if that happens, just don't listen. Okay? And go somewhere else. Just the only direction I'm giving you is run and always run. All right? Yeah, I just want that to be really, really clear so you don't fuck up the climax of the movie. Okay, Charlie?
Dude, she's even like, in the movie Hannah, they taught her everything, right? He taught her 100% everything. If my wife was like, bro, don't be teaching our daughter, you got to use the powers or whatever, I would just be like, listen, I'm going to teach you everything. I'm like, Charlie, there's people just like us. When they find you, they're going to try to hurt you. They could do things that we can do. They could do things.
Why wouldn't you give them that knowledge?
Yeah. I will never push an image in your head. You know what I mean? Unless there's like a code word or something that only you and I would ever know, but you know what I mean? Or something I wouldn't have that they could take from us. You know what I mean? Like, it's always going to be this or this sequence. And this is what you do when they come. You know what I mean? This is what you do when they show up. So if you're ever threatened, but there's like, what's the contingency plan? Yeah, I would literally
have like telepathic, like code words and shit. So if someone like pushed an image in my head, I'd be like, here's my 3-word thing. And they have to say the correct 3 words back to me. And if they pull it from their head, like, you know, it'd just be like, oh, nope, you said it in the wrong order or whatever, you know, like just have like a little like
mind capture.
Sorry, you didn't get all the stoplight. They're just like, God damn, this girl's good.
It's tough. It's tough.
But yeah, instead, Charlie runs. Okay. He doesn't prep her for the world or give her any useful information. And then he just starts to try to push an image into a guy's head who he's already failed once before. And then so he stupidly pushes like this fake scene
her running where, in a field.
Yeah, and then he's like behind her, and then like the whole like area transplant or like paints around him of like being different. He's like, ooh, very clever. And I was like, not really. Of all the ways you could have sacrificed yourself, running and spearing you into the fucking bushes would have been way better than what he just did. So
like, it's like a kind of a cute idea to make it small and seamless,
except for it takes so goddamn long.
But it, yeah, dude, you thought he was like passing a stone the way he reacted to it. I was like, yeah, bro, what are you doing? Like, if it takes all, if you do that, like, but there, like, the rainbow dude doesn't sell anything. So I'm like, is he fighting it off? Does it take more energy to push onto him? Does it, you know, I don't know, because I don't know any of the fucking rules.
Yeah. And then the fucking DSI show up.
Well, dude, this part, I almost turned the movie off.
When they put those contacts in, I was like, why wouldn't you already have the contacts
in? Listen.
The fuck?
When they put these blocker contacts in, and I was like, well, like, even if that's not how real contacts work. I mean, even if you had, like, cool future cyber contacts, the exact same thing. Why don't you have them? Like, you showed up for work today, not make pizzas, asshole. You're here to chase superpower people.
Yeah. Like, I didn't need to see them put them in. All I needed to see was them trying to push on them, and then it just activates and go, nah. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there's my explanation. He should have been like, give me a gun.
Instead, they're just like, put your push blocker fucking contacts in, guys.
And I was like,
okay, everyone got them in. Let's go.
No faith in the viewer. No. And then
they're just like, who's this Raidbird fucking rogue agent motherfucker? Let's bring him in too. Treat him like shit too. And he's just like, okay,
does anyone get debriefed on what we're doing here?
Yeah. I was just like, okay. And they're just like, we're gonna throw the book at you, Raidbird. Four dead cops? You call that discreet, motherfucker? It's just like, it's not exactly loud either, so I don't know.
Oh, this guy with the mental powers, make sure you concuss him a bunch.
Yeah.
He's on borrowed time anyway. Dude, Dustin. And then we go back to this character. We've seen her in little, like, snippets.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the part with the doctor or the pixie sticks. And I was just like...
Well, yeah, the dude...
Most of it because they're just so fucking horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically... Jane Hollister. They call her Call Me Cap. I was like, I will never call you that.
Yeah, you did nothing Cap-like, so I don't know why I would ever call you such a cool nickname.
She's introduced when she goes to the original doctor that did the whole Lot 6 program. They were like, oh, we found her. She's back. And the doctor's like, don't fuck with her. She's a fucking neutron bomb. She's gonna fucking wipe out everything. Don't fuck with her. Just let it go.
He's like, fucking Terminator.
Yeah.
Which I liked. I was just like, yeah, that's logical.
Yeah, he's actually like, put her down. And they're like, nah, man, we're going to use her. And he's like, you're just trying to make super soldiers. It's not going to work.
And they're like, we're not going to clone her. We just want to see what makes her tick. And I was just like, what the fuck? Okay, yeah. No one believed you, secret evil organization. Okay. Then,
so we see Cap again, and she's there. And she's like, hey, guys, I'm going to get the teacher from earlier, and her and I are going to star in a buddy cop movie to have the worst acting possible.
Yeah.
There's so much on her shoulders to deliver, to create tension and basically be the fucking heel, bad guy, authority figure.
Oh, yeah, there was no heat on her.
And I was like, oh, very ironic. I was like, man, she stinks. She stinks so bad. And all of a sudden we start using all these colors and gels on the lights. And I was like, what?
Yeah, what was the purpose of that in that room? I was just like, know how shitty this movie is, or
I don't know, dude. I just think when it
was that some sort of power blocker room, because that would have been cool, but then you don't need the contacts, so.
But then they always keep showing her eyes, and her eyes always activate. And I'm like, please stop. Yeah. I get it. She has the blockers on. She's been wearing blue blockers. That'd have been cooler.
And Zac Efron's just sitting there, just like,
he's barely alive.
I'm real tired, guys. I don't even know. Are we done with this movie yet? I've already been on set 3 days. Like, what the fuck? My contract said 2.
Zach, I need you to act like you just woke up.
I just want to eat bread. Didn't you see my Netflix special where I just want to eat bread? And I realized bread's just real, real good. Hollywood won't let me. They won't let me. They're just like, Zach, stay on fucking character. I just want to eat bread.
I didn't see it.
Oh, God. I only saw that clip, but it was real sad. That was like the purest delivery he ever gave. He's like, I just want to eat bread.
Yeah, dude.
So good. It's just like, damn, I believe that in my soul, that man. does not eat bread.
Cap's just like, call her, bring her here, yeah, call her, bring her here. He's like, I won't. I was like, I guess we're at an impasse. I guess you better just kill this guy, Cap. Oh, I won't.
Yeah, it was just, she's like, we could take care of her. She's just out there in the world. You just left her out there because, I mean, you didn't show her how to do anything. So, and her credit is non-existent because you don't have Wi-Fi.
So, it's like, he's like, oh, touche.
He's like, no. We stole her social security number. So it's got some credit on it. It's got some good credit, I hope. I don't know. Should have just stole from rich people. We would have been fine if I just stole from rich people. Instead, I was pushing for $100 to stop people from smoking.
Charlie's done run off in the woods.
This is my least favorite part. This is the part where I almost turned it off, Kevin, because I was
She lays down by a log.
Fuck you.
She gets up, and then she's like, you know what? I'm tired of being a piece of shit.
She's tired. Like, let me put on this Prodigy song real quick and find my motivation.
she builds a fire in the middle of a bunch of leaves.
Hold on, Kevin.
I just want to get to this part. I don't care
about anything else. First, she gets diarrhea from eating what looks like blueberries, okay?
Oh, and then drinking dirty river water.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I think I got the shits, you know? I know that's like my theme this movie, but like
every episode, man,
those were not the blueberries I was raised on with my waffles, and that water definitely had some parasites, and I could have boiled it with my powers and drank it, but I didn't.
At least take your sock off and use the trick where you filter any like germs out of the sock and like bacteria.
We don't have cable, okay?
Right. Haven't you seen like Naked
Cable?
Hasn't she seen Naked and Afraid or whatever?
She's like, no, I don't know what that is. I was calling it Wi-Fi until a couple years ago.
How to get off the free Wi-Fi? What's the password to the Wi-Fi?
Why can't we have Wi-Fi and Cellio phones? What the fuck's wrong with you? Been watching old people TV?
Okay, listen, I know you don't want to train her, but we got to get her reading quickly.
Yeah, like, we got to show her books at least, man. I mean, you know what happened the last book. She lit them on fire. Well, that was the Bible.
Oh, I get it. That's real political. We just put it to kill a mockingbird in front of her. She lit it on fire. I don't understand. Topical.
I think she gets that from your side of the family. Oh, really? Oh, we're going to have this fight again.
Everybody's like, God, this movie sucks too.
This is bad. I don't want to watch this. Dude, yeah, so she's out there just eating fucking.
She Bear Grylls it.
It's like, yeah, Bear Grylls is like, I do that shit to show you what not to do. Forest
on fire in 10 seconds.
Yeah, like she was just like, there seems to be enough kindling here to light the state on fire and give away my location. Like,
she's going to be on the news for burning it down.
Yeah, no. Instead, she learns how to control all of her powers.
Yeah, dude. I was like, wow, real one real Dagobah system right now.
I mean, I think it was the dirty water she drank just really fucked with her head and gave her a clarity of mind that her ADHD fucking face had never seen before. So.
She was like, listen, if I don't kill all these people and take control of my life, I'm going to be eating berries for the rest of my life. And I didn't like those berries.
Shit berries for the rest of my damn life.
And I'm pretty sure.
Shit berries and gross water.
I'm pretty sure a deer pissed on those berries because they're disgusting.
And then I think a hunter pissed on those fucking berries after the deer. I'm just saying there's distinct taste of two different pisses on those berries. They're just like, God, Charlie, just shoot me so I can get out of this fucking movie already.
It was, okay? And she walks for 10 minutes and she's in like this richest neighborhood ever. And I'm like, Charlie, like,
it's like, man, that's suburban hell right there.
And she was like, your clothes, your motorcycle, give them to me.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, she's talking like Terminator. And I'm just like, Charlie, you ain't seen no fucking movies, okay? All right? Like, they ain't letting you watch Terminator movies, T-100s.
Nah. They're letting you watch TNT late at night.
Because you don't have cable. You need credit for cable.
Yeah, man. Like, she just, like, what's wrong with you, weirdo? She should just
give me your bike.
You, I could fireball them all. Just
little guy. Like, give me your clothes. Sandwich.
Give them to me. Your jeans jacket from Old Navy. I want them.
You, the mouthy one. Denim is back and it looks a little bit like 80s, so I'll take it.
Yo, PP&J. That better be crunchy PP&J peanut butter on here. I burn you. Yeah.
And then she's just like, hey, dummies.
Where's the water coast? Dildos? I was like, Jesus.
You know, the big fucking, I don't know what ocean it's called. I fucking failed school. I don't have Wi-Fi.
She just rides away with the middle finger up.
I got no Wi-Fi. Yeah. And then like two of them point. And then the third one's just like, I missed my cue. And they're just like, we're going to keep it. We're shooting
all this in one day. I don't know what you guys understand.
It was the worst scene. We don't know why the third one just couldn't put his fucking hand up. And he put the wrong arm up. It just.
I wanted them to burst into flames.
Yeah. I wanted to just light that fat one on fire. Yep. Like, it's nothing about your body, sir. It's just that's the only descriptor I have for you because you weren't allowed to talk. So
I figure you're going to burn longer than the skinny ones.
Let that be a warning for you.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, all right, I'm going to just drive right into DSI.
She got the telepathic message that she shouldn't have followed.
Yeah. And she's just like, oh, I found the address to it.
Dude, then she gets in the parking structure. And then some dude's like,
get in the fucking past the fence, man. There's no security.
How does she get past anything? She's already in the controlled access garage. Get
through the car. You tell me these motherfuckers don't lock their cars?
Dude, he was driving like a fucking 1987 Lumina, and he was just like, I was like, you guys are getting paid better than that. And yeah, she gets in the back.
That suit was too nice and too well fitted for him to be driving that car. And he's got a baby on the way. Nah, he's doing all right.
Viewer is supposed to hear about his baby on the way going, uh-oh, compassion.
I hope she doesn't fucking kill him in two fireballs. I hope it's just one.
Did Charlie learn a lesson about compassion? No. And she was like,
no, she's just going to like weirdly robot her fucking father in third person. So
give me your badge. Don't pull a gun on me. I'll fucking blow you away. He's like, hey.
You got a bat? You got a gun? I know some of you carrying pistols.
Says you're an agent here. And I was like, dude, all of a sudden she's just like fucking Deathstroke. I was like, what's happening?
She's like, I've been waiting in your office for 2.5 hours to kill you.
Yeah, dude. So she's doing like this crazy breakdown on him. And he tries to fucking pull a jammy. She's like, guess you did read my dossier. Just nukes the whole car, kills him. Yeah. I laughed. I was like, dildo. Of course.
No, she doesn't kill him. She cats him. She's just like, I don't know how to aim very well yet.
Well, no, she blows out the whole car. I assume he's dead.
No. Because then she does the little speech where she's just like, this is the price you have for healing for using your power, Charlie. And really just like half his body's all fucked up.
I must have missed that
and
part.
And he's just like gurgling blood and shit. She's like, you got to put him down all the way, Charlie. He's suffering. And I was like, really? We're doing the cat speech again? Oh,
I missed that. I must have to go get chips or something. I came back. I saw the car go up, and I was like, we're done here.
And then the car is smoking. And the worst security guard ever, because he's monitoring like 100 screens and not doing well at any of them. He's like, we got some smoke in the fucking garage. I think we got a breach of some kind. I mean, I've been looking at the front gate the whole time. Hold on.
And then her power works through a camera.
When? What are you talking about?
Dude, she looks up the camera, and he's just like, and he, like, fucking freezes up, and the camera starts glitching out and shit.
No, he's just freezing up, dude. That's it. Like, that's his acting ability. Yeah, I thought that, too, that she was going to use her power through the camera. She does not. All she does is turn off one of them. And he's just like, no. He's like, not camera 17. Switch to camera 15 through 14.
But doesn't...
And then he had infrared on and shit, dude. Like, she's just, like, sitting there dancing in front of the camera. And he's just like, buttery muffin coming down hallway 13.
Why isn't there and then she just starts, like, nuking the place looking for her dad, right? I don't care about her.
Yeah, opening every door on the way.
But, number one, like, this scene is, like, this whole final climax is awful because I hate with the passion this location they're shooting at.
Yeah.
And we know she's coming.
Film an upward staircase as a downward basement staircase. And I was like, I'm not buying that. No one's filming that to go
where
down.
Where are all stupid. The super soldiers? Where are the people to intercept her? And then
where's
she
the
just
army of fucking people? Like, you're telling me your entire like containment squad was like,
was it a
guys?
Saturday? Because there was like three employees there. And then they try to.
Been like, everyone's working overtime. We got the little girl. She's coming to us. We got the fucking dad. Everyone's working overtime. Instead, Cap's like, I'll just talk to her by myself. I'm sure I can talk some logic to this little girl. I mean, I haven't been able to convince one motherfucker in this movie to do anything I've asked, but you know what? I feel like this is the one.
You've already emphasized that she is the prize pig. There's no welcoming party for her. There's no other, you know.
There's not a single fucking person with a tranquilizer gun.
There's no other kinetics there to trick her. There's nobody to, like, do anything. The only thing I know is you have Rainbird. I don't really know what he can do, but he's locked up.
Ready to die.
Yeah, he's going to give a fuck.
And she calls my mother. She is my sister. She is the woman I killed.
And then you're like, oh, Rainbird just realized that he's like, I fucked up. I killed the mom. But like,
he created a monster.
I feel like there's like 20 minutes or there's like another story just cut out where they're just like, Rainbird should have been like, dude, she's going to. I thought she was going to let them all out. You were going to see other super kinetic people.
Why does she keep unlocking all these fucking doors then, you know?
Yeah, and then he gets out, and then all of a sudden, like, we have this, like, they do this bullshit where the dad's like, I can't even relive this scene.
So much. No, we have to, because I was so annoyed, because, so his thing is supposed to be that he would never push a thought in her head. Okay, it's supposed to be a really big moment when he does this, when he pushes a thought in her head. But as with all the thoughts he's pushing everyone's head, it sucks. It fucking sucks. The emotion behind it should be so deep. He is breaking his one moral code. Do not push thoughts into your family members, okay? He said he would never do it for his daughter. He's going to have to do it to save her from the situation she's got herself in because she's an idiot. And he's just like, I thought you telepathed me, Daddy. And he's just like, no, I told you to run, dumbass. I told you. And even then he's just like, Charlie, what are you doing here? Oh, no, I told you to run. That wasn't me. Like, he doesn't try to explain anything deeper to her, or help her in any way. He's just like, I'm going to have to push a thought, Charlie. I'm real, real, real sorry about this. Okay. And he's only got one push left in him or he's going to fucking die. And Cap sitting there like hugging him like, don't burn me or you burn your daddy. And that's how it felt. I was just like, what the fuck is this? This is
literally what she said. Like, literally, like, you did it better, though.
I know. I actually tried to act. And then so he pushes. He's just like, burn everything to the ground, Charlie.
Then Seth Rollins comes out. He's like, burn it now. Everybody's like, fuck.
And I was like, Wesley. That's all you can give her to work with? That's it. You have the moment. This is your last moment with her. We just saw you push like a fucking like manifesto of why not to smoke to this woman in the opening. And now for your daughter, you're just like, burn it all. Start with me. All right, that's really all I got the time for.
I mean,
you know, it's like, what?
But no, at least he's true to his character as being terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's like something that should be applauded, though.
No, it's not. But if he would have done something like poetic or, you know, helpful, I would have been like, I don't.
I mean, I would have like, if you want to make this scene better, just fucking have him push every thought and every loving, caring moment of between him, the wife, and, you know, the daughter.
Ah, dude, I need her
at the same time.
I need her in beast mode right now.
I know, and be like, you will never, you can end it. You can be real fucked up. You can just be like, you will never have this again. And these are the people that are the reason why. And then just have that destroy her heart, like make her just cold as fuck because she knows these people took her family from her. And then she can go crazy, you know, have something or just have him fucking weeping that he's just like, I'm so sorry, Charlie. I never wanted to do this to you. I never wanted you to experience this, my buttery muffin. And then just like boom, zaps her, and then she's just like ah, and like fucking burns everything. So,
bro, like what?
Instead, she just like puts her hood up, and she's like having some fucking emo moments, man.
Nah, dude, that's hoodie up. She was a normal teenager. Then she said, "You know what? I don't care how hot it's about to be up in here.
Yeah,
hoodie up." And I was like,
"I mean, it was weird." She was just like, "It's super hot in here. Better protect the dew."
Nah, dude, that's teenagers. I'm noticing that they always wear their hood up. That's how you know.
I mean, what's the point of having a hoodie if you don't wear the hood up, Kevin? I'm just saying.
I loved it. I was like, finally, something.
When I got this clean pink hoodie, if I'm not going to wear the hood so everyone can see that it covers my face.
Who's red, bro? What are you talking about?
I meant like people in general, like pink.
Oh, that's nice.
Like a popular hoodie color. So Yeah, and then she just walks around slowly killing people. There's the two agents that just jump out. They're just like, freeze, motherfucker! And then she's just like,
why don't you shoot each other? LOL.
Take your time. Yeah, they'll like shoot each other. And the headshots were pretty good. I was like, damn, they headshot each other? Oh, they didn't even try to survive. Fucking losers. She just starts burning people. And the woman who I was just like,
how'd you get so much screen time?
Is she lying? Yeah, she was just like, liar, liar, pants on fire. I was just like, okay, first of all, that would have only been cool if that was like something, I don't know, maybe possible on and a callback, which I'm sure it probably was in the book when Stephen King originally wrote it, you know? And it sucks here. So
no,
completely unnecessary.
Pants on fire, she incinerates her. Yeah. Like, I was like, that's more than her pants, Charlie. Looks like you playing some games.
Yeah, and then like fucking five fire retardant people jump out and they're just like, yeah, you can't burn us. Yeah, I mean, you fucking crank the heat a lot and we'd still be like, you know, maybe in some discomfort and pain and maybe not moving as quick, but yeah. Oh, you're done? Yeah, we turn on the sprinklers. I'm just going to pop the helmet off. Yeah, I'm just going to pop the helmet off so that rain fucking bird can take a clear headshot on me.
Yeah. I was like,
what the fuck protocol is that, motherfucker?
When the dudes with the suits showed up, I was like, oh, it looks like someone got the memo that we're trying to stop the fucking, pyrokinesis chick. And then they were like, hey, guys, let's tag him and bag him. We already, oh, God, how did Raidwater, oh, pop, 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 or sorry, Raidbird, pop, 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 pop.
I actually don't remember what his name is.
It's Rainbird.
It is Rainbird.
I accidentally said Rainwater. I think that's from something different.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude,
he's not just like Rainbird was super like his real name is Gray Eyes. I'm just like, fucking go with that. That's way better than Rainbird. What the fuck? I just be like, we're using your real name. He's like, I read the script. Like, I'd prefer you not to.
He's like, I don't agree to that.
No.
But yeah, dude, like, and then this part I was kind of interested in because something interesting with this character's happening.
Yeah.
And he just bows down. He was like, you know, I hope that made amends. I know it doesn't, but, you know.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm ready to. Will. Yeah. He's like, I want you to have your freedom, and I want you to kill me on the way out. Like, I get it. I was wrong. I'm done.
Yeah, it's great. She starts to cook him. He starts smoking. Then she's like, nah.
Yeah. I was like, nah, cool. Not right now. We're going to see him fucking combust. And then she sees, like, a reflection in the shiny dead body or some shit. Or I don't know what the fuck was reflecting, but. She's just like, I look like a monster.
She's a hoodie down. Me. Hoodie down. Yeah. And then she's all calm again. She dips. She
wipes her face. She's just like, I'm out.
And then she starts walking out. And then random shit starts catching on fire. I'm like, what? Yeah. And a lot of the times.
I don't know why.
They try to do this like.
What would even blow up in that faculty?
Faculty? The movie?
The facility they're in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was. She's blowing shit up. But then, like, she goes down towards the beach, and then there's, like, a log and a boat flipped over. Those all burst into flames. Like, there's no sense of her just emitting this heat. They try to do these, like, heat lines, this blurred heat vision sometimes.
And only
like,
when she's looking, though, you know.
Only when she's looking. I was like, oh, that's almost cool. And then they don't really use it efficiently to kind of – there's just no sense. And they always try to do the thing where her hair flips up. But
yeah, the leaf blower effect.
Yeah, there's no buildup to her power. You know, it's just like, it's like she's out of the shot and then some fire shit happens, you know, or like she blows up at a door. Like, but there's, it's not like she's like chiing up like fucking Dragon Ball or something where her like clothes start like breaking apart or, you know what I mean? It's kind of like comic book rules. Like she can't be hurt by it. So she doesn't at all. Like, her clothing doesn't change or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that fucking line where the Cap was like, you're a real life superhero. I was just like, boo. Oh, dude,
I was like, please don't say that. Like,
yeah, I was like, fucking go to hell.
Yeah, compare it to like a god or something. You know what? Just something like.
Something that makes sense for this
or fucking biblical, movie. Like a superhero. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was so dumb. And then Rainbird just shows up and is just like, I'll take your hand. Come with me. If you want to live,
she's like, I'm just trying to get out of this movie, sir.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, I will do one of the longest transitions where I have to walk out of the scene, but we're gonna shoot me fucking straight on. So I have to walk so goddamn far carrying your limp little body, because for whatever reason you just like pass out in my arms, and we're just gonna like not touch on that either, because that would take too much time in this stupid movie. And he just walks away with her, and I was just like, that's supposed to be rewarding? That fucking sucks. Because, like, yeah, I'm interested in his character, but not anymore. Like, that's over. Like, she just blew up DSI, so who cares? There's no threat anymore. We can send a different shittier agency after them. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't need to see him raising her, because I already saw what a bad dad does with her, okay?
Like,
I don't need surrogate daddy raising her. That sucks.
The only thing interesting you could possibly do with this movie version,
make her assassin,
is throw it in the future. She's like in her 20s or something, and she just don't give a fuck, and she's using her powers. Like, she's just rogue as fuck, don't care. Somebody's got to get her back in line, or she like straightens up or something. Because you got to think about it. She lost her mom. She lost her dad. She's going to have problems. She's going to be a bad kid. You know what I mean? Real middle fingers to the establishment. Don't trust no suits. And then Rainwater, you can have the fucking Yoda Bird moment. Oh, shit. God, fuck. Rainbird can just be like, yo, this is how you use this. You know, aim here. Plumps when you cook them. Pop, pop. Double tap. And she's like, cool, cool.
He's like, and now this is how you use a gun. She's like, all right, I don't know. Okay.
I get what you pack of these, brah. Like, she has everything. And then she's just Dark Phoenix. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, what do I do here? She beats some old bald dude in a fucking chair. Like,
no. That's the best part. Rainbird, crippled, shaving his head. He's your Xavier. Just like, fuck, didn't see that coming.
That's why you put these kids in a school with this old weirdo, because it's hard to trade them shit. I don't know. It sucks. Like I love the idea. I love the pyrokinesis. I love the idea of a little girl having it. I just hate it. Everything, there's so many things for a great recipe here. We're going to make something real awesome, dude.
Yeah, but family on the run. That could be just interesting on its own, too. I mean, just even the DSI organization, which I don't even know what it stands for. Like,
she's literally a god. But what does she do with this power?
Well, even more, she's a nuclear warhead.
Yeah, she's a walking weapon, right? She's just, call me Josh Alexander, I'm a walking weapon. What are they going to do with her? How does she hide it? How does she control it? Which side does she choose? You know what I mean? Like, where's the morality in having this power, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then how powerful can she get? What are her consequences? Because she wasn't feeling a thing. I get it. She's young. I mean, does she hit puberty and then she's just fucking like flame on? You know, like, where do we go with it, right?
Yeah.
But it's just the way this movie took all these fun things and kind of showed it to you. You're just like, Jesus Christ, I'm a cracker. This sucks.
Yeah, and it just didn't, like, no offense to this little girl, but like, her acting abilities suck too. Like, kid actors generally suck, but like,
I can't even be mad at her, dude. She didn't have anything to work with.
I get that too, but like, what little she did, she was always just looked like, ooh, rabbits, ooh, bunnies, ooh, that. I was just like, come on, like, you're 11. Like, the world's not that amazing to you anymore.
She don't have the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. No Wi-Fi. Everything's fun.
Kids live on the internet now.
Parents are right. Internet is ruining them.
Yeah, I mean, if this was an anti-internet movie, then it won.
Streamable on your internet.
This showing me the teaching system is failing our kids. I'm a believer.
Yeah.
You know, if it showed me that you got to have the Wi-Fi, then sign me up twice. This movie sucks.
And don't smoke. It's bad for you. Kill Zac
Smoke.
Efron.
Smoke everything you can. Just trees, turds, whatever. Don't matter. Just
trees, turds, that order.
Dog turd on the street, smoke it. Crack, smoke it. Just whatever to make you forget about this movie.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, you listen to this podcast, so you cannot forget this movie. I think it's pretty clear that we're not recommending it in any way, shape, or form. If you want to see other movies we have not recommended, you can listen to this podcast and your favorite podcast provider and go through our history, our catalog, our library, whatever you want to call it. I fucked up the word. I'm just going to keep going. You can follow us on social media at Let's Movie Pod. And we thank you for listening and telling a friend, hopefully, because you're like, ha, these guys said doo-doo a lot in this episode. And she got the bum shits, you know? I'm Dustin. He's Kevin. Have a good night. Kevin, take us away.
Weepy. Is that like waifu?